that she couldn't do.
Righteous Brothers, Little Latin Loopy Lou, a song written by Bill Medley, and that was their first charted record. So we want to welcome you into Birmingham Record Collectors BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got the three guys from the club here today. Joe, David, and Tom's going to play some stuff for us. So I don't know who's first, but here we go.
Charlie, I got some oddball things for us to listen to today. More than 50 years ago, on September 30, 1958, Buddy Holly produced a record in New York for an unknown singer named Lou Giordano. And he played on one side of it, and he wrote that side of it. Now, what we're going to hear is Don't You Know? And some people say that Buddy is singing the background vocals in falsetto. Now, I don't know about that, but let's check it out. Lou Giordano with Don't You Know?
You ask me if I love you, it makes me wonder why. You ask me oh so often, I ought to tell you a lie.
Don't you know?
I love you so,
love you so.
It plainly shows,
plainly show.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, don't you know?
No, we don't know.
I love you so,
love
and it plainly shows,
no, don't show.
Everywhere I go. I guess I said I love you over a million times. If I don't soon convince you, I'll soon go out of my mind.
Don't you know?
I love you so,
love you so.
It plainly shows,
plainly show.
Everywhere I go. Don't you know?
No, we don't know.
I love you so,
love so.
And the plainly shows,
no, we don't show.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go.
Must I always tell you when it's plain to see? Of all the girls I've known, dear, you're the one for me.
Don't you know?
I love you so,
love you so.
It plainly shows,
plainly show.
Everywhere I go. Don't you know?
No, we don't know.
I love you so,
love you so.
And the plainly shows,
no, we don't show.
Everywhere I go.
Guy named Morris Taylor. had a weekly country music variety show in Chico, California that ran from 1956 to 1997, 40 years. This next song is interesting because of the songwriter, who is our friend Sammy Anselmo, otherwise known as Sammy Salvo. This record's called Look A What, and it's by Morris Taylor and his Sierra Melody Gang, featuring Bashful Charlie Robinson. It's on the Key label. Let's hear it.
Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done to me. Oh, yeah. Well, she's the best in all creation. She's the one that gives me aggravation. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done said to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done said to me. Oh, yeah. She said, old man, get out of this town. I just can't stand that running around. Well, look what my baby said to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done to me. Oh, baby. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right. I had to catch the fastest train. I'm leaving the town. I'm gonna change my name. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right.
Eddie Suarez was a guy born in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he had some success on the Malady label, the Ram label. He had a song on Chess that did real well, and he did so well he got to buy himself a convertible. So this next song is a song called Drop Top, and it's after Eddie Suarez changed his name to Roy Perkins. So here's Drop Top by Roy Perkins.
Da da ba ba da drop drop. 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 Da da ba ba da 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 ba ba da. Bought myself a drop top for today. I bought myself a drop top for today. Yeah, daddy, let's go for a ride. Yeah, yeah, daddy.
Okay, Charlie, this time around I brought us some answer songs, and I'd like to, we'd like to play the song first and then the answer in behind it there. And like to lead off with the Miracles doing Shop Around, which everybody knows, but they may not be familiar with Debbie Dean, who does Don't Let Him Shop Around. And by the way, she was the first white solo artist to record for Motown. But let's do them in that order, Shop Around, and then Don't Shop Around.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl. I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind now. Put your foot down and get him in line now. Let him know that you can't wait around now. You've been his girl for a long, long time now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around.
Shop around.
shop around.
Okay, Charlie, I've got a couple of more here. One that we all know, Get a Job, The Silhouettes, come out in 1957. And then we're going to jump back on to Miracles again to help us out here with Got a Job. That was 1958. And let's start off there with Get a Job, going with the Miracles, Got a Job.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 get a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
you made me money to buy the time to get me out of my bed of crying. Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
you wrap your breakfast every day, you know the one is on my way.
Me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Hear the woman's mouth
preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la.
Yeah. He says, "Come here,
take the boxes, take them to the basement, to the child and rock it up the basement. We get the mop and clean up the floor. And when you finish, wipe the windows and the door.
Never, never could my brand new doll.
All right, Charlie. Again, it's a pleasure being here, and I wanna say that it's a pleasure of being a member of the Birmingham Record Collectors. Every year we have a BRC Hall of Fame. Last night we had our induction ceremony in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and one of the people we inducted was Albert Jr. Lowe, and we got to see him on stage perform with a ton of other people that played up in that vicinity. Back in the 60s and 70s and even 80s. Junior Lowe in 1971 went on the road with Hank Williams Jr., Little Richard, Tom Jones, Percy Sledge, Tina Turner. But one of his biggest records, and of course one of the biggest records that we know of from 1966, was from Wilson Pickett. It's arguably the greatest song that Wilson put out at that time. But little did we know that Albert Jr. Lowe played guitar on this record. So without further ado and me taking up any more air space, let's hear Albert Jr. Lowe and Wilson Pickett to Wilson Pickett's 1966 Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Yes, you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby, hold on.
right. That was Wilson Pickett doing his fabulous hit Mustang Sally. But the reason we played that was because of Albert Jr. Lowe. He played the lead guitar on it, and we really had a fabulous show with him last evening in our induction ceremony. While we were there, Dave remarked to me when Wayne Chaney, another singer, songwriter, performer, came up on stage, he did a rendition of I'm Standing on Shaky Ground. And I heard part of it when I was in the restroom and out in another area. I came back in and he said, man, that was the greatest episode that I've ever heard sing of that. And I said, well, that's right. That was a good one. However, this morning while going through some records that I thought I might bring today to play on the radio, I found a copy by the Temptations. And the Temptations are doing I'm Standing on Shaky Ground. So let's give a listen.
Let's do some rockers now. I got a song Bob Seger did back in 1972, old Bo Diddley tune called Who Do You Love? It's on Reprise label early in his career, and it's off the album Smokin' OPs. And then we're going to go out west to San Francisco where Grace Slick and her husband Gerald had formed a band back in the in the 60s. The Great Society was the name of the band. The song we're going to hear is Sally Go Round the Roses, Grace Slick and her husband Gerald and his brother Darby. Okay. And then we'll follow that up with In a Gotta Da Vida. That's right, In a Gotta Da Vida. We're going to play that. Got to number 30 on the Billboard charts in 1968. The Iron Butterfly, of course. So I hope you can stick around for the whole thing. It's In a Gotta Da Vida. Here we go. We'll be right back.
you know that I'm loving you. In a god of a beat, oh baby, don't you know that I'll always be true. Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land. Please take my hand.
Let me tell you,
here I go. You know that I'm loving you. In a garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true. Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me and walk this line.
There, Charlie, got a couple of more of the answer songs I'd like to throw in here to the show. Gene Chandler, everyone knows his Duke of Earl song, but there was a group called the Pearlettes that were formed by Sonny Bono, and he took them to VJ Records to record this song right here. It's the Pearlettes doing Duchess of Earl. So first off, we'll hear Gene Chandler. Second off, we'll hear the Pearlettes doing Duchess of Earl.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl,
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke.
As I walk through this world,
Duke of Earl,
nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earl. We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Oh,
this world. I've got the Duke of Earl. And I am his girl. And no one can hurt me. Oh, no. Yes, I'm going to let him love me.
Charlie, I've got one more here I would like to toss out there to the crowd and see how they like it. The original that we all heard was The Genie's Doing What's That Knocking. They were a Long Island group that recorded in 1958, released it in 1959. And right in behind that, we're going to go with Jeannie and her boyfriends. And they sang, Baby, It's Me Knocking. So who's that knocking? And it's me knocking.
Calling my name.
All right, Charlie, I've got three here that were sort of off the wall for me. Normally I play three in a row by the same person. A lot of times it's blues, but I just was going through some of my collection this morning, and I thought, well, I'd like to play this one, and gee, I'd like to play that one. And then I thought, well, you know, if I played these all together, nobody in the world, DJ-wise, would ever think of playing these three one after the other. So the first one, we're going to go back to 1958. Bobby Bear, or under the pseudonym Bill Parsons, sang this one. It's called The All-American Boy, and I think we can all relate to this somewhat. Bill Parsons, The All-American Boy.
Gather around, cats, and I'll tell you a story about how to become an All-American boy. Buy your guitar and put it in tune, and you be rocking and rolling soon. Impressing the girls, picking hot licks, and all that jazz. I bought me a guitar a year ago, learned how to play in a day or so. And all around town it was well understood that I was knocking them out like Johnny B. Good. Hot licks, showing off, number one. Did I practice all day and up into the night? My papa's hair was turning white, 'cause he didn't like rock and roll. He said, you can stay, boy, but that's gotta go. He's a square, he just didn't dig me at all. So I took my guitar, picks and all, bid farewell to my old Paul. Split from Memphis, where they say you all, and I'm swinging cats or having a ball. Session, hot licks and all, they dig me. I'm rocking and bopping and I'm getting the breaks. The girls all said that I had what it takes. When up stepped a man with a big cigar, he said, come here, cat, I'm gonna make you a star. I put you on bandstand, buy you a Cadillac, sign you, kid. I signed my name and became a star, having a ball with my guitar. driving a big long Cadillac, fighting the girls off in the back. They just kept her coming, screaming. Yeah, they like it. So I picked my guitar with a great big grin, and the money just kept on pouring in. But then one day my Uncle Sam, he says, "Here I am. Uncle Sam needs you, boy. I'm gonna cut your hair off. Take this rifle, kid. Give me that guitar." Yeah.
All right, that was Bill Parsons, the All-American Boy. Where were you in 58 when that came out? And what were you doing? And how well did you like it? Well, I still love it today. All right, we're going to go fast forward 10 years. And here's one of my favorites by Nancy Sinatra. She's back by Lee Hazelwood, who produced most of her stuff. But he does some singing on it also. And this is one of, I think, her best songs. It's called "Some Velvet Morning," Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight,
All right, that was Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood in Some Velvet Morning from 1968. One of her better songs, I think, at least slow songs. Lee Hazlewood did an excellent job on it. He's done some other duets with Nancy over the years, Jackson and Something Stupid, and Sugartown come to my thoughts as to the duets he's done with Nancy. This next song, we're going to skip into 1972. I thought that this came from the 60s, but it shows here it's from 1972. It's from a movie that starred, let's see, help me out, guys. Burt Reynolds was in it, and a few other stars from that era, and I don't quite remember them, but the name of the movie was called Deliverance. And out of that, there was a couple of scenes where some banjos were playing, and I think they played throughout the movie, but and one scene, there was two different banjos playing, and they tried to out-duel each other. And this is called Dueling Banjos from 1972.